on this week's grand champion. So let's bring back from literal TV guide, Brian Fulton, from Fonzie Scheme, Tim Lynch, from The Something Man, Dan Bucchino, and from Every End is a New Beginning, Marlene Moxness. And let's turn to our puzzle guru, Art Chung, for the final round.
Thanks, Ophira. This final round is titled Winter Weather. Every answer will either contain the word snow, frost, or ice. For example, if I said, it's the George R.R. Martin book series adapted into the HBO series Game of Thrones, you would reply, a song of ice and fire. We're playing the spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. You'll only have a few seconds to give me that answer, and the last person standing will be our Ask Me Another grand winner. Remember, every answer will contain either the word snow, frost, or ice. Here we go. Brian, since 1951, Tony the Tiger has been the mascot for this Kellogg cereal.
Frosted Flakes.
You got it. Tim, in 2013, this American intelligence contractor fled to Russia after revealing the existence of secret NSA programs.
Edward Snowden.
Correct. Dan, this New England poet recited his poem, The Gift, outright at JFK's 1961 inauguration.
Robert Frost.
Robert Frost, well done. Marlene, this West Coast rapper created controversy with the song Cop Killer, then played a cop on TV's Law & Order, Special Victims Unit.
Ice-T.
Ice-T, that's right. Back to Brian. In this classic Christmas song, this character had a corncob pipe and a button nose and eyes made of coal.
Frosty the Snowman?
That's right. Tim, the solid form of carbon dioxide, it's used as a refrigerant and to make smoke on stage.
Dry ice.
That's right. Dan, Sean White's gold medals are in this Winter Olympics sport.
Snowboarding.
Snowboarding, you got it. Marlene, it's a play in a 2008 film based on a series of post-Watergate TV interviews starring Michael Sheen and Frank Langella. Three seconds.
It's not All the President's Men.
No, I'm sorry, it's not. Brian, do you know the answer to that question?
Frost Nixon.
That is correct. Marlene, thank you. Tim, it's the stage name of American rapper Robert Van Winkle.
Ice-T, pretty sure it's wrong.
No, I'm sorry, that's not the one we're looking for. Dan, do you know the answer?
Vanilla Ice.
That's right. Tim, thank you. We are down to Dan and Brian. Brian, in the film adaptation of The Hunger Games, he's the villain portrayed by Donald Sutherland.
President Snow.
You got it. Dan, in 2013, this female senator from Maine retired after three terms in office.
Senator Frost?
That's not correct. Brian, if you know this, you'll be our grand prize winner.
Olympia Snow.
That is right.
Brian, you're our Ask Me Another big winner. Congratulations. And as your grand prize, our VIP Nathan Soya has agreed to give you your very own hug man. Yeah, I know, it's a big deal. And you're also getting tickets to Nathan's exhibit, The Art of the Brick. So congratulations. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. If you would like to see pictures of Nathan's Lego creations, including a Han Solo in carbonite sculpture that we had right here at the Bell House, just visit our page at askmeanother.npr.org. And if you would like to be a contestant, find us on Facebook or Twitter. Just look around for NPR Ask Me Another. Plus, you can be a puzzle player anytime, anyplace by downloading our podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is Art Chung.
Hey, my name anagrams to Narc Thug.
Our house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Thou Jolta Cannon.
With additional puzzle writing by Greg DiCostanzo, Jess Miller, Mary Tobler, Jakey Van Stratton, and senior writer Dan Schofield. Ask Me Another is produced by Jesse Baker, Josh Rogeson, John Asante, Eleanor Kagan, and our intern, Annabelle Bacon, along with Portia Robertson-Migas and Eric Newsom. We are recorded by Damon Whittemore, Noriko Okabe, and David Hurtgen. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, The Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.